Hi. Welcome back to the show. In all honesty, this is my third introduction. Having a bit of a rough Monday. No bubblers. I'm just useless. What do you say about that, Chloe? She throws her head back and giggles. But no, we understand people need help with their Mondays. You need motivation. So here's a quote to get you going. Some people are like clouds. When they are gone, it turns into a beautiful day. Bit of a dark quote.
But true. Very true.
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Maybe it's a day to cut those people out.
Yeah. If you've got any negative people in your life, it could be your girlfriend, could be your brother, it could be your boss. Cut them out. Do you agree, Chloe?
I agree. Maybe not your boss if you rely on them for some income, but the other toxic people in your life.
Yes. Get them out. And here's another quote if you aren't fully motivated, and it goes, only dead fish go with the flow. So stop being cool. Stop trying to be like, it's easy. No worries, bruh. Only dead fish go with the flow. Rise and grind.
All right.
Two contrasting messages there.
Yeah.
Ultimately, I think it's best to go to Miami, lose your mind. Dale. Gets it in early in the podcast. And while we are getting things early in the podcast, I think people sometimes forget to like and subscribe.
Do they?
I mean, I watch lots of YouTube things and I'm like, I forget to like and subscribe. And we get hurt by that. Deeply hurt, insecure. And come on, people, help us fight against the algorithm. So Chloe is going to edit that like and subscribe thing because she's learned how to do that. That's how professional we are these days.
Like and subscribe.
Don't turn the bell on. That's just annoying. But anyway, let's get into our less annoying topics, which are, of course, show and tell.
Show and tell.
Chlodog, what have you got for us today?
Thank you for asking. So if you guys have been watching since the beginning or have wondered why we're called Kidsy Toast sometimes, but there's no toast, I thought I'd bring along some toast and some homemade jam for us to eat and share in. So this is actually from the bakery down the road.
Again, they give us nothing for free. I'm not giving them anything for free.
Choice of slice, and then some berry jam. There was also apple jam, which I've never had before. Some guava jam, wasn't too keen on that.
Sounds so repulsive.
We've gone with some lovely berry jam. Maybe this will make a satisfying sound.
Oof. Oh, just like, oh, it looks.
Oh, that smells delicious.
I mean, it looks.
I don't know.
It smells average.
Maybe we should be eating toast on every episode.
I don't think so. Another lie Chloe's telling you, this is bread. Toast has to be cooked. Everyone knows
people
that.
People don't understand or don't know the truth.
I'll have mine plain, thank you. That's quite enough.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
I wanted to have some with my jam.
Well, I think we can call a halt to the show and tell because, again, it's less show and telling and more you just cooking.
I'm hungry. I haven't had breakfast. That's actually what happened.
I think this is a low point in the show, to be honest. A real low point. Just watching it unfold is painful.
Samuel, what's your show and tell while I eat my toast?
Chloe, this is not even ASMR, but okay, here comes my show and tell. It's a picture of my lover on the down low. No, this is a lovely portrait. Put it down there. That is a lovely portrait of my dear friend Sihle Lonzi. And what's great about Sihle is he's just a man of the world. You know, he's an EFF member. He's a self-proclaimed pessimist. In a world where everyone's telling us to be positive, I think it's quite cool that he's just a pessimist. And his favorite quote comes from a well-known philosopher / man of the people, Zizek.
Who
we've shared some quotes with. That's how I actually started flirting with Chloe, sending her philosophical texts about whether she was up or not, also known as the you up text. It's a dangerous text to send, but it does get results. Not always the good results. I have a court case pending. No, nope, too serious. No nope, court nope. case pending. But Zizek has this wonderful quote that goes, true courage is knowing that the light at the end of a tunnel might very well be an oncoming train.
Is that actually Zizek?
Yes. Don't come here eating toast and ask me what about philosophy. You need to just watch your ciabatta intake.
I'm going to put this down.
Put it down. Nice little clang. So Sigler also doesn't know that I'm white, and that's why he's one of my best friends. So Sigler, I'm white. We can talk about this later. Like and subscribe, you EFF maniac, and keep fighting the good fight or something. I don't know. Or is that Patricia DeLille's party? we love them all. All right. I also thought I was going to share my favorite moments about the weekend, which was the Springboks. So heroic, so perfect. And I usually ask Chloe to rate the Springboks, but she didn't watch the game and she doesn't deserve to rate the Springboks, actually. So I'm going to rate the Springboks against New Zealand. And guess what? Everyone gets a 10. 10 out of 10. It was amazing. Even Willie LaRue, who was about as useless as a secondhand condom, gets a 10 because he created this level of, you know, disguise. He thought, the All Blacks thought, oh, we're playing against people that are cuck. And we're not cuck. We're the best in the world. We're world number one. Siya Kolisi, I love you deeply. Captain Courageous. They're just so inspiring. I love seeing people work together. South Africa, even though it might be a bit of a lie, the Rainbow Nation, I love to see it.
So you kept missing the kicks.
Pollard missed a few kicks, but again, people complain when you give rugby input because you don't watch the game. So enough of that. All I will say is that anytime something is cool, we're not going to say that's cool anymore. We're going to say that's Lucanio, because Lucanio is the coolest person in the world. Out the back of the hand, behind the back, no look.
I was awake for that. I did see that.
Oh, I don't know. Perjury, lying in front of the podcast. That's actually a crime.
I was awake for that. I make sure to watch the very beginning because sometimes I think that stuff goes down there. Like last week, I did watch New Zealand score a try and South Africa score a try. And then I went to go do my workout. And then I just joined for the last little bit, which was exhilarating.
Should I break up with Chloe based on her inability to stay awake during rugby games? Let me know in the comments below. But also, don't just say break up with her. Then tag new options. Because being single is...
It ain't it.
What's the worst thing about being single, do you think?
I wouldn't really know.
Yo, Chloe just hops from one beautiful man to the next. We spend a disproportionate amount of time with her ex-boyfriend, who I actually love dearly.
Samuel...
Getting too personal on the podcast. We'll hear about this.
Definitely.
I'll hear about this later.
Hi. I actually, very interestingly, Sam was the first date that I went on post-breakup. So I haven't even had an experience in the dating game.
I'm
quite naive when it comes to it, I think.
Dating is hard. Everyone goes, oh, being a man's easy. Being a white man's easy. I'll tell you what, it ain't. Every morning waking up, no morning message. How are you? How are things? You sleep well? None of that. Just random Tinder likes and matches. People asking you what your favorite color is. Black Lives Matter, come on. We know that's my favorite color. The lonely nights. www.youknowwhere.com. I always thought porn site should be .com. I think that almost every time I am in that situation, I'm like, we missed an opportunity here to be funny and be different. But no, to all you single men and women out there and non-binary people, hang in there. I would say it does get better, but it doesn't. Find someone to share the burden of life with.
And overlook her inability to watch a whole rugby game. That's it. That's the show.
I just got a bit worked up going back to the single days. And if you knew single Sam, that's not me anymore. Don't come in, hey, you did this. I saw you out drunk. That person's dead. If I do become single again, take it up with him. And then take it up for Chloe for breaking up with me. Single Sam. Wow. This got very hectic very quickly.
It did.
Some fun news. I saw Die Antwoord. Excuse me. I burp nearly every podcast. Guest or no guest, it's quite shocking. But I saw Die Antwoord, or Ninja, and he looked like a Seventh Day Adventist. What?
Yeah.
Is that it? I always call them Seventh Day Adventurers, which we should all be. Life is a journey. Experience it. Get out into the wild. Live your best life. Go to Miami. Lose your mind. Have I said that already?
Yep.
Say it twice just to make sure we've covered it. Pitbull, I love you. And anyway, he was there in this coffee shop. and he gets a coffee. And how do you know someone's a baller? He paid 50 rand for a coffee. No oat milk or nothing. He's like, hello, here's 50 rand. And the best keep thing the about...
Just keep it.
Loose change. No jokes there. Whatever. And the best thing about this whole interaction is the waitress, who's this lovely Zimbabwean lady, she calls him Ninja, which, I mean, Izzy's stage name, but I thought it was very funny. She was like, bye, Ninja. I was like, bye, Ninja. And he didn't look at me. So we're going to get him on the podcast.
That would be really cool.
That would be cool.
Just ambush him.
No, he's tall. He's deceptively tall, and his name is Watkin.
No.
His real name's Watkin. You don't go after anyone called Watkin. Because there's some level of hurt behind a name like that. Not even Watkins. His name is Watkin. Watkin.
I didn't mean actually ambush him. I just mean, you know, you bump into him when you're getting a coffee. Hey, come on the pod.
Just bump into him with a mic. How's it? How are you? Where's your Landy Fisser? She's scary but attractive. No, more scary than attractive.
I'd say I find it probably more scary. But I do think that she's got an attractive look to her.
Would you rather get with Ninja or Yolandi Fisser sexually?
I don't know what Ninja looks like.
He's got face tattoos, which I'm building up the courage to get.
Okay.
Let me know again if I should. And he's just cool.
I think you rely on people's input too much. Let me know if I should break up with my girlfriend. Face tattoos? Comment down below.
Life is there. Enough decisions already to be made in this world. I need some made for me.
No, not big decisions like that.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go with Yolandi.
Yolandi. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Female on female, as it's called.
FMF.
Oh my God. How did you know that?
I actually don't think that's right. But anyways.
Who are your... Whoa, door slam. Come on, people. If you live in apartments, don't slam your doors. Come on. Or there's a lot of wind in Tambo's Kloof. Tons of wind. That's what true. Is wind? Is wind an abstract noun? Or is it a feeling of discontent?
In Cape Town, it's a feeling of anger. People love to hate the wind in Cape Town.
I hate the wind.
It's like a personality type. Every time there's just a little bit of wind, people, I hate the wind. I really don't mind it that much.
No, I truly hate the wind. You can't think or do anything. Well, we're on things we hate. Mm-hmm. Who is your favorite white rapper?
Post Malone.
Is he a rapper?
He's classified as a rapper, but I guess maybe he's more like...
A country
R&B
bumpkin.
Rock. I mean, R&B pop.
Maybe. Okay, what do you think of Vanilla Ice? Vanilla Ice kind of crawled so the rest of us whites could fly. White privilege.
I like Vanilla Ice.
To the moon! You like Vanilla Ice?
Yeah.
He's only got the one song. Stop, collaborate, and that one. No one else. name another Vanilla Ice song.
That's true. That is very true. But I enjoy that song.
You know what's interesting is that it's the only time we put white in front of the word. It's with white rappers. Wow, we're getting deep here. Race wars pending. Ooh.
Really? Name another rapper with white in front of his name.
No, I'm saying when we speak about rappers, white, you say, oh, when we speak about rappers, we don't say it's a rapper. We say it's a white rapper.
Oh.
And that's like a reversal of the sort of racial hierarchies, because not that I believe in them, me talking about racial hierarchies here, but fighting against the norm.
Okay. I
a bit too deep.
No.
Not for you, for me. No. I don't like this. I get nervous.
You get a bit nervy.
My heart goes pitter-patter. I'm knaping, to borrow a term from the Afrikaans/coloured community.
Talking about things that are white... In Gauteng, there's a couple who's got two white tigers.
Good segue, Clay Dog.
Thank you. Sorry, proud of myself. No, but they're keeping two white tigers. People are calling it the South African Tiger King. I wish I could have said that was my joke, but it's not. But they basically are right next to a creche. We can insert a photo here. Samuel, I'll show you here. Basically, that's the fence that they've constructed. This is the creche. The creche is on the other side of this fence. If the tiger wanted to eat the kid, it would.
But...
And that's not victim blaming.
What do tigers dream of when they take a little tiger snooze?
Meow, meow.
Eating children in the creche. Ah, but I feel Joburg is so wild, people are like, yeah, no, it's a crime deterrent.
Apparently it's harder to adopt a tortoise.
Than to adopt a tiger?
Than to have a tiger, yeah.
What about adopting a child? Are you ready? Yes. We're struggling to conceive. Drop an adoption agency in the comments below.
Samuel, I've told you. You have to... No. Give me a ring first.
Chloe says her cooking will improve if she gets married. It's true. Severely doubt that. That's nowhere in Jamie Oliver's cookbooks. Marry the chef.
I'm on a girlfriend salary, right? I'm not going to be doing stuff that's on a wife's salary before I'm married.
I'm on a boyfriend salary, which just means you spend money on women. That's not going to be...
Ring.
So these children might be eaten
yes.
by... Let's keep we'll keep our eyes out. I'll be scanning the news, and if any children
Apparently,
are consumed,
Joe Exotic is going to lend his help. So,
in probably attacking one, getting those kids hooked on meth. That's what he does, and then steals the show. Baskin. No, and the other big news is that we are on level one. Woo!
Ooh.
Level one
doesn't really. I mean, what does it change? Curfew, alcohol sales.
What I want to know is what is alert level one. We are not a very alert nation. But what is this alertness?
I thought it was a lot level one. I just thought it was some, I don't know, made up term.
Do you not know how to read?
No, I never read it. I just heard it. On a lot level one, I was like, okay.
Alert level one, Chloe. Level one isn't serious enough. Like, we understand what COVID is. Mm. I mean, who's making these? Is it like Patricia DeLille's poster guy? Because what alert level one? It's like an ADT ad. We're alert. Yeah, you get paid a lot to show up to doorbells or, I mean, houses that have set their own alarms off. No, sorry. It was my wife. She's had a bit to drink. Code is blah, blah, blah. And they go, have a lovely evening.
My mom and dad armed the house while I was at home. They forgot I was there.
I mean, you are pretty forgettable. That's what your last boyfriend said. I said, any tips? He said, just remember her. That's a bit hectic. But no, I'll tell you what's actually changed because I think it's fairly important. So, and I've also got some things to say about it. So with it, obviously, alert level one means that the hours of curfew have changed between mm-hmm. midnight and 4 o'clock in the morning. I am going to now protest because I love the 11 o'clock curfew.
Yeah.
People couldn't linger at your house. You know, single people, they love to linger here because they've got no one to, just their loneliness to go back. So they always stay at the bride. They stay at the dinner. With the curfew, for tech, they had to leave. So.
No, I love it. Were we talking about it with Nick on the pod or maybe before we started recording?
Before we started recording.
Mm. But it's just lovely. It's like, oh, got to get home before curfew. Sorry, guys. And you can leave at 9 without like any guilt.
Yes, and the big thing with like drinking or getting your hangover is that you haven't had sleep.
Mm.
So now I still have a few drinks, get loosey-goosey, and then get good night's sleep, and I wake up and I feel fresh. So that's one thing that we need to go back to level two alert for, because I can't take these lingering guests.
Mm.
The maximum number of people permitted to gather indoors has increased from 250 to 750.
What?
Yeah, and for outdoors, it's gone from 500 to 2,000. But you can only have 100 people at a funeral. So if anyone in my family perishes/dies, if you're looking for a synonym, I'm just going to host the festival so that all the loved ones can come. Because you can go to an outdoor party or like a market, but only 50 to 100 people can come to the funeral. Maybe they're worried about COVID being like Ebola and spreading at the funeral.
That literally makes no sense. I think that we've gone to level one because the elections are coming up. Let's be real. And then we're going to go back to level two after elections, after the ANC's been re-elected. So
yeah,
I don't know if that's pessimistic, but
that is pessimistic. Sihle will like that. I'll forward that to him. But he also wants to get votes for the EFF, so he'll probably agree with level one. I don't have too many thoughts about it. It just seems bizarre that you couldn't have lots of people at a funeral, but you can have lots of random people somewhere else. Yeah. It reminds me of the worst DJ set ever played in the history of the world. George Floyd had just died. He hadn't just died. He had been murdered by Derek Chauvin or whatever his name was. And David Guetta was doing a live stream party. And like the beat's just about to drop. And while we're on the topic of the beat dropping, whoever helps the beat get back up? These are the big questions. But anyway, So the beat's about to drop. Everyone's about to go crazy. And he goes, I don't know what David Guetta's music sounds like, but the beat's building, building, building. He goes, I just want to say, rest in peace, George Floyd. and then it drops and everyone's like, woo. And I was like,
that's terrible.
The worst thing I have ever heard in my life. But also I was like, you know what? If I die, I think that's how I want to go. But I don't want David Guetta screaming that. I want Pitbull. At my funeral, being like, this one goes out to Mr. Worldwide. He traveled the world. He made a podcast and he did very little else. Dale. But he did it his way. And then Pitbull starts singing Timber.
Meet me at the motel.
We love Timber. I mean, Pitbull and Kesha. We love Kesha.
Come on the pod. But yeah, talking about COVID and stuff like that, I saw that in the Eastern Cape, there's a massive gender divide between vaccinated or people who've gotten vaccinated. It's only 38% men. So one Eastern Cape MEC.
And the women are getting vaccinated.
Yes.
Because so women are clever.
So what would that be? 62% females. Yeah. So one Eastern Cape MEC wants an informal sex ban that could convert the unvaccinated. No jabbing, no shagging.
I love South Africa. First, we were like, don't give people alcohol unless they get vaccinated. Then they're like, no. I mean, they're still getting the alcohol. Now they're like, ban sex until everyone... How are they going to ban sex?
I know. She says she wants women to refuse mjolo, especially unmarried women, as it will protect both of you.
Lots of these from Chloe. But yeah, no.
Ooh. An informal sex ban, because like the government can't do that.
Well, formal sex is quite awkward. So keep having your informal sex. Hello, dear. I am up. Would it be privy? I mean, maybe that's how we have to go about having consensual sex. You know, very formal. Hi, I wish to request entry.
I once had...
This podcast degenerates every day.
If I can find the screenshot, we can put it in. But I once had a very formal, just like that, request for nudes from this random account. But it was like... I request for you to remove your nether garments for a photograph. I'll see if I can find it. It was hilarious.
I would do that. I mean, guys, ask me for nudes. I'm working on a whole collection of poses. This is one of them. Just the denim jacket on, nothing else. What do you think of that one, Chloe? You think they'll buy it?
We'll chat later.
Also, this is the Kids Eat Toast Sometimes shirt that I'm wearing. Chloe sourced and made this. Let us know if we must do merch. We want to do merch, but we don't want to do it too soon as well. And we want it to be like very fun merch that you'd also wear. Not just be like, we feel sorry for them. Let's buy their merch. Like, we want people to stop people. Like, hey, where'd you get that shirt?
Exactly.
And then you start talking about the podcast. And then people DM us and say, what podcasting equipment do we need? Because that's a question we get the most. It's like, oh, they can do it. Anyone can do it. You guys all suck. No, I'm joking. I love it. Make podcasts, consume podcasts. Do it all. Ah, that's the sound I make when I drink Appletizer. And speaking of Appletizer, 37,000 Appletizer cases have been recalled due to high levels of toxins found in them. And apparently the head of the factory apologized publicly and he admitted that even though his intentions were good, he now fully understands that 10-year-olds don't need to take the edge off. He has subsequently been fired, but the good news is, light at the end of the tunnel, is he has been employed by Eskom and is now the acting CEO. What do you say to that, Chloe?
Ayo. Well, you almost drank some of that Appletizer on the weekend.
Lovely to get frisky to that Appletizer, but what a lovely South African brand. Direct route to diabetes.
My grandpa actually had a hand in helping design the logo.
Okay.
He did.
Well done to Grandpa Logo.
Thank you.
Well done. And in other local news, the wind is howling, as I'm sure you may or may not hear, but people are losing their minds over a young lady by the name of Jessie Griesel.
Griesel.
She's actually related to Vin Diesel, family first. And she is a UCT student But more importantly, in the case of this article, she's a white UCT student running as an EFF candidate for an SRC position at UCT. Geez, that's a lot of abbreviations thrown in there. LMAO.
Acronyms, yeah.
Acronyms, that's the one.
Yeah. And she's been...
I have an English degree. That's very worrying. And what's your whole take on the situation?
Well, she says that she's been labeled a race traitor.
What is a race traitor?
Yeah. Well, apparently white people on social media have been calling her a race traitor. She says white people want to talk about the EFF dividing South Africans and causing racial tension.
Ah, Yeti. Let me actually pull up some of the comments of this thing. Now it's gone away. South Africans, we don't care about other people's feelings. Hey, we kind of just say whatever we want. And it's a bit mean. I'm pulling up the comments now.
Is this on her Instagram that people have been commenting?
On Twitter. But Twitter is the streets. Like, you must know, if you're putting stuff out on Twitter, prepare.
It's like TikTok. There's a level of anonymity that there isn't on Instagram. You can kind of say whatever you want on Twitter.
So here are some hilarious, hilarious quotes. So this is based on her announcement that she's running for the EFF. Someone comments, did this silly girl lose a bet or something? I mean, that's objectively funny. This one, quite hectic. From DJ Flat White is his handle. Another token blonde, privileged Camps Bay born child, filled with guilt and envy, joins the EFFing, nice one, DJ Flat White, racist party. Oof.
Yikes.
So she's copying it. There have also been people who support her, of course.
Mm.
Good luck, Jess. Don't let the critics get you down. That was from Mandela's burner account. What else? You've got someone that goes, the white woman is receiving a lot of hate for politically associating herself with the EFF. I guess it's okay, boring. But I suppose that was supporting her. And good for her. Do your thing.
100%.
I will not be voting for you because I'm not a student at UCT.
I am.
Will you vote for Jessie?
Why not?
Okay, no, I feel you need more research into what her politics are. You can't just vote for her.
Why not? Yeah, I think it does just make people so angry. Politics, and especially racial politics, I think.
Well, I don't know if racial politics are a thing. I mean, of course they are.
People make them.
Politics are racial.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Fair point. No, but good for... Come on, people. I feel we just bash people who are trying to do things so much. Like, let people try, let her experiment. Maybe this is the best thing ever for her in the EFF. Maybe it crashes and burns. Who knows? But don't knock people that are trying.
Yeah.
And in other news, some idiot tried to skateboard and he sucks. that was a rough segue and a terrible joke. I nearly got hit by a skateboarder while I was trying to get my morning coffee. He couldn't even do tricks. I think it's because he was so bad at skateboarding that he nearly hit me. Didn't even apologize. And I was like, I respect that, actually. That's the skating culture. Good for him.
Is that the skating culture?
Skating culture is supposed to be like heavy and cool and like a bit like me. I am skate culture. A lot of people say, Sam, when did you get into skating? How can I skate like you? And I say, well, the big trick about skating is not skating.
It's just going with the flow like a dead fish.
Like a dead fish. Like there we go. What else you got for us, Clodog? What else you got?
I wanted to talk about cryptocurrency. What is cryptocurrency, you ask? A digital currency. But
this sounds like this is not an ad, by the way. I know it sounds like a bad ad for Luno, but it's Chloe talking to herself.
So I don't have anything wrong with, I don't have any problem with cryptocurrency. What I do have a problem with is people creating MLMs, essentially.
Chloe, in regards to cryptocurrency. If you don't know anything about Chloe, one thing you do need to know about her, she hates a multi-level marketing scheme.
Because it's a sort of, I think, women get the hey girly text probably at least once a month. Hey girl, I know we haven't chatted in so long, but you should join my pyramid scheme. And I actually just want to tell them to go F off.
I've got a trick for those girls who stop texting women that. They're too intelligent. Start texting, especially if you're attractive. If you're not, you know, use your brain. But start texting men those texts and pretend to be involved with them romantically and then get them to join your pyramid scheme like that. Chloe, I've got some ideas.
No, so an MLM is a multi-level marketing scheme. Technically, it's legal through some legal loopholes, but basically, people have been creating pump and dump schemes. So, and Kim Kardashian got involved in one.
She's been pumped and dumped on multiple occasions. So good on her for profiting yet again.
But yeah, she promoted this currency called, you can't prove or disprove whether it is a pump or dump scheme or not, but let's be real. It's called Ethereum Max.
She to the says, Max.
We're going to the moon, but it's not financial advice.
Who says literally, that? Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, look at her. This is her story. It says, this is not financial advice, except it is. She's saying, invest in this cryptocurrency.
We don't need financial advice from Kim Kardashian anyway. We need Bunda advice. Which surgeries do we need? How do we get that fat ass?
How do we get that BBL?
Exactly. Okay, mm-hmm. So she's basically treading that, that gray line, gray area.
Just be careful, people.
Elon Musk does the same thing, though, essentially manipulating crypto markets. But guys, here's a good takeaway about cryptocurrency. You don't have any money, so you can't buy it. So that's the end of the discussion.
Do you remember?
Well, that's just my lived experience.
Well, there was that guy called Stephen Thomas who had, at that time, it was $220 million locked up in crypto, and he couldn't remember his password. Remember him?
That's why all my passwords are similar, you know? Boobies. Underscore. Hashtag 349-69-420. Woohoo. Okay.
Guess how many bitcoins he had?
10.
No, no. Come on. He had $220 million.
Oh, what's that? 100 bitcoins.
7,002 bitcoins that he cannot remember the password for.
Yeah, that's kill yourself territory.
He says that he's made peace with it.
That's a liar. That's like, you know, someone with a mediocre-sized endowment. I've made peace with it. I have. And I'm looking to for bigger things. I mean, to move on to bigger. This show has basically become my psychology or a therapist session where I just vent everything that's going wrong in my life. But back to South Africa, because South Africa is a bizarre place. I wanted to know, what are your top three South African sayings?
Foot sick.
Okay, nice.
Gaan kak in die mielies. That's after Charlize Theron. That's, who's?
Okay, and your third?
Anyways, gaan kak in die mielies. And
no gaan ons braai. Okay, wow. Those are so nice top three South African sayings. Mine are you just? I love that. You can say that anytime, really. Mm-hmm. Ayoba. Remember when we were saying Ayoba all the time? That was a happier time. And a variation of your Millie one, Gaan kak in die bos.
Okay.
I like that. But I'll tell you the big one that we've all forgotten about. Hectic. Hectic is a South African proverb. And I'll explain why.
It's a UCT proverb.
You can use hectic at any time, anywhere. Someone dies. Hectic. Your friend hooks up with a 10. Hectic. The condom breaks. Hectic. Your friend hooks up with a 2. Hectic. Look how 2 and 4 are the same. We're just happy that our friends are hooking up with other people. Like we said, it's hard to be single. So life is hectic. What's the most hectic thing that's happened to you recently?
Coming close to eating 5-year-old custard.
Jeepers. Chloe's dad poured himself custard to have with his brownie.
A big bowl.
A lovely combination. Went off and gobbled it down like a good boy. I was like, that looks delicious. I'm going to try some. And then I start to pour out the custard. And I'm like, this is more powder, less custard. It's a very thick consistency. And I'm like, let me check the expiry. 2016.
Yeah. Hectic.
Hectic. it's such a lovely term. But come on, Chloe, keep firing them up. What more you got?
What more I got? Again, this is possibly quite heavy. Actually, it is definitely heavy.
But I will pick it up because I'm a strong boy and we're doing longer episodes. So this is for you guys. So remember to share this like chlamydia.
I don't know.
The Department of Health needs to censor this podcast.
Okay. So this happened in France. an independent commission went ahead and carried out a 2.5-year investigation into the Catholic Church and discovered that 3,000 pedophiles have been inside of the church since 1950. 3,000. And that's just who they can prove with police records, victim statements, interviews.
Oof, not a good look. The problem with this, and I've watched all these movies about it, is that nothing happens to these pedos. Like South Africa, we're different with some of these pedos. Kent Locke was there taking photos, manipulating boys here in the Western Cape. That guy is now getting bummed in Polesmore, hopefully.
No,
rough turn of phrase. I apologize for that. I just hate that person.
Yeah.
He could take a very good photo, though. Again, can we separate the art from the artist?
Yeah.
Not a good guy. Took great photos. I still have photos he took of me.
Really?
Yeah, they're great photos. You can't put a price on a good photo. Well, you can. Then you can become a photographer. It's not a successful career, but you can actually then just run around Camps Bay, Clifton, Buckhoven Rocks with underage girls taking photos of them. That seems to be the Cape Town way.
That's a conversation for another time, but yeah.
What's the time? Oh, look, it is another time. Why do you not like these photographers who photograph young women?
So for some of you might not know, I am actually a photographer.
For some of you don't know, I'm a young woman.
I am actually a photographer in my spare time. And those Cape Town photographers irk me like nothing else. Not as much as MLMs, but they do irk me. It's because a lot of the time, it's these 30, 40-year-old men, and they are photographing people between the ages of like 15 and, okay, some of them are over 20, but you're photographing 15, 16-year-olds in underwear, essentially, and they're really provocative photos.
Yes, but, you know, this is where it gets dicey because you go female liberation, do what you want, your bodies, which I'm completely on board with.
You're not sexually liberated, you're 16.
Wow, Chloe with some draconian sort of opinions.
I think that it's very dangerous when teenage girls think that they're being sexually liberated, but they're actually in danger online.
Oh, so you're looking out for them.
Yes.
But I was more actually just trying to make a joke about all these schmodels on
I got quite upset.
But Chloe got carried. And no, fair to it. We got to have things we're interested in, prepared to fight for. Mm. That's very good. No, I just think it's a bit like creepy.
Mm.
Was the
gives you an ick.
Having said that, I think I sold bikinis at certain stage and then did a shoot. So in that context, it's fine if you're making money.
They were also over 18, so.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, no, it's so complicated. We're not going to get to the bottom of it in a Kets episode. It's also like the majority of the people that watch those videos or photos are all men. But then it's like, is that just the world? Is that the world we live in? I mean, I'd love to be able to thirst trap people into consuming content. I'd love to have a beautiful set of boobies. Chloe, stop flaunting your booba. You're just like, it's not liberating. And Chloe, who?
I'm saying for young girls, you should definitely feel confident in your sexuality. You should feel liberated in yourself, obviously. But I think that there's a line with what you put out on the internet when you're underage, is what I'm saying.
Okay. As a white man, I have no opinion on this matter. I'll click when instructed. And I'll shut up when instructed to. I just want everyone to have a good time, go to Miami, and lose their minds.
Dale. Samuel, do you have anything else for us?
I've got a bit of overrated and underrated for you. Actually, okay. No, you've got it for me. But this time we're going to make Chloe make it up on the spot. And we'll see how good she is at making up overrated and underrated concepts. Fremulon, not a doctor.
Overrated, underrated. Therapy.
Therapy. I should, if you can send some money, I need some. Underrated.
Cryptocurrency.
Overrated, purely because I don't understand it. Underrated if you gave it to me.
Zizek.
Underrated, that man is beautiful.
Homemade jam.
Overrated, disgusting.
And I feel like I'm under pressure. Gauteng.
Gauteng, I'm going to go underrated. People from Cape Town love to bash Gauteng. Guess what? You used to live there. Well, I suppose that's why you bash it, because you moved. But I like Joburg. I like the Gautrain. I like the Lions rugby team. And occasionally, I like being mugged. Makes me feel alive. That's it.
That's it.
That's the show. We hope you enjoyed. Do the usuals. We love it when you comment. We love it when you send photos and videos of you watching Kets, especially on your big screen. It makes me feel like a star. We finally made it. But yeah, we're charting in Botswana, in South Africa. And that's because of you guys. Well, and us. People always go, that's because of you. No, you just watch it. We make it. Don't forget your role.
But you support it.
And we love you guys for it. We'll see you on Thursday.
Bye for now.
Bye. Did you must say bye?
Bye.